You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Is the Artemis rocket launching today or not? They are, I think, officially on hold.
They've been stuck at the 40-minute mark for a while. The fuel leak and a possible crack.
Well, I just read an update on one page that says the crack is actually just ice that's formed on the outside that is cracked.
Okay.
So they don't think the rocket itself is cracked. They have about another 2 hours for this particular launch window. After 8:30-ish Denver time, it will have to be rescheduled.
The bleed test to condition the engines is not successful at this point. I thought it might be the bleed test. Yep.
Dang.
Uh-oh. That's a massive beast of a rocket, though. I've been watching NASA's live stream all morning, and that is an impressive piece of machinery right there. Pretty darn cool.
It is larger than the Saturn V, which is what took us to the moon back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, it's really big, so that's neat. I'm hoping it all goes off without a hitch, because they say in 2025 they want to get people back on the moon, and that's going to be pretty cool to see if that happens.
A moon base, even.
Moon base.
Moon base, dude.
Where are you going this weekend? The moon base. No big deal.
I got a thing up there. I have to do a shift up at Luna. Rockies had a rare win yesterday. Not only rare that they won, but it was a rare score for them. They haven't won too many 1-0 games in their history, but that's how it ended up yesterday, and they beat the Mets. Rockies have today off before opening a series tomorrow night against the world champion Atlanta Braves in Atlanta.
Should probably
won't be pretty.
Should go well, yep.
The Broncos got a preseason win for the hometown fans on Saturday night against the Vikings. Now, a couple of weeks off before starting the regular season on Monday Night Football. So that's exciting. You know, for this trend has been really picking up an awful lot of steam lately. This whole thing about, instead of 5 8-hour days for a work week, 4 10-hour days. Now they went out and polled 15,000 people, and a whopping 70% said, give me the 4-day work week. I'll work 10 hours a day.
I was just hanging out with my buddy this weekend that does that schedule, and he was telling me all the pros and cons of it. And,
what are the cons?
That it's long days.
Yeah, but people don't work anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be snarky, but every study shows that even in an 8-hour workday, people are barely working 2 hours.
Right. I guess even if you're still stuck socializing for 10 hours, it's a long day.
There's that.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, that's going on. They say it's more and more companies are going to start going this way. I have a bunch of old baseball cards somewhere in my storage room. Jeremy collects a lot of things. I don't. But I do have a box of baseball cards from when I was a kid. The thing is, I didn't take care of them. And these ones that get auctioned off for big money, they're in pristine condition. Now, not only a new record for a baseball card, it obliterated the old record, which had been a little over $7 million. Now, say hello to a $12.6 million baseball card.
For a piece of cardboard.
Yeah. 1952, mint condition, that's the key, Mickey Mantle card.
What makes that one so great?
Well, it's the Mick. Come on, dude.
All right.
$12.6 million. But here's what I love about this story. The guy who bought it back in 1990. The guy who sold it, I mean, bought it back in 1991. So about 30 years ago, he paid $40,000 for it.
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing is, you know, all of his buddies were giving him crap saying, what an idiot. $40,000.
Stupid investment.
Said,
it's a piece of cardboard.
So he went from $40,000 to $12.6 million.
Dang, that's impressive. Wonder where he kept that. Wonder if it's in one of those, like, you know, sealed humidifiers, you know.
Like climate controlled.
Better.
Man. And then lastly, this story. Stores have begun requiring an ID now to buy cans of whipped cream. You know, the kind that you, in the aerosol can?
Oh, yeah.
That you shoot into your mouth? Why? Because people have been using the whipped cream chargers as inhalants to get high. Yeah. So now, the rest of us can't
have
fun.
People have been doing that for years, though.
So now it takes an ID. It's already funny that I have to show ID to buy NyQuil.
Now you're just giving people ideas that didn't know about this.
Yeah. So now you're going to have to show ID to buy Cool Whip
in a
can.
It is funny. Yeah, when you go in and they're like, I need to see some ID for your DayQuil. You can't buy spray paint without an ID.
It's funny.
gas treatment for your car. I know, it is sad. It is really sad.
What else is trending?
Oh, Kourtney Kardashian is in trending this morning. This might be a bigger topic for the show at some point. Get some parents' opinions on this. I guess she was slammed for letting her daughter post her makeup tutorial online. It's now been deleted. How old is her daughter? 10. Penelope, it looks like. She had on a little pink headband, got it into her morning routine. She blended concealer, put a little eyeshadow on, a little mascara. Some Kylie Cosmetics lip gloss, of course. And then people went online and started bashing Kourtney because she says this is inappropriate. They only have a few more years left of pure innocence. Let them be kids, essentially. This is an adult thing to do. Blah, 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 blah.
But wait
blah,
a second. Blah. Is it possible for any of the Kardashian group children to have normal childhoods?
That's the thing. I mean, they're in this celebrity look at me lifestyle, and you know, they're surrounded by a mom and all their aunts that do this. You know, they're all done up all the time.
Is in a fishbowl.
Their whole life is in front of a camera a lot of times, and they want to look their best. So I don't know. I don't have an opinion on this. I mean, if my little Lila started experimenting at 10 with makeup, so be it. Whatever. Makes her feel good.
You don't
good.
Care if she puts on makeup right now?
I don't think so. Makes her feel good, confident, whatever.
How does your wife feel about that?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her about that yet.
Nicole, text us. We
text me.
Know.
What do you think? A British couple got married over the weekend, and they just happened to hold their reception at the hotel where Keanu Reeves was staying, bro. They didn't know that until the groom ran into Keanu at the bar, and he's like, hey, we're having a wedding reception later. Why don't you stop by? And Keanu was like, yeah, maybe. An hour later, he did show up, and they said he was tired.
Because he's that kind of guy,
he's such
Jeremy.
A good guy. He took a bunch of pictures with the wedding photographer and the wedding group, and then met some of the guests and hung around and talked for a while. And he's such a good guy.
I was looking at the photo. First of all, I like Keanu Reeves. I don't like him as an actor at all.
Really?
I like him as a person. I think he's super cool.
Yeah.
I love his Jesus look that he's had going.
Yeah,
the last
he's got
few
the really
years.
Scruffy look. The t-shirt
totally
with the suit coat.
Yeah, he's totally rocks the Jesus look for
he
a
does,
while.
He does. He does. You don't like The Matrix? That was a great franchise. The Matrix. A couple of the John Wick movies are good.
Listen, it's an interesting movie. Keanu Reeves cannot act.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy, so I don't
such
care.
Such a good guy. So good.
You know?
This sounds a little risky to me. Toyota is working on something called hitchless towing, where you're going to be able to tow another car behind you without it actually being connected physically by a hitch. I guess it's done wirelessly with Wi-Fi, so it follows, you know, fairly closely behind you. You change lanes, it changes lanes. You hit the
Did
brakes.
You watch the video?
It hits the brakes. I watched the video. They're leaving a pretty big gap right now in between the front car and the rear car just to test it out. But they said pretty soon, I mean, you're going to have a trailer, you know, right there on your rear end, and it'll do everything that your car does and just follow you right down the road.
Makes
but
sense. I think it's
what
cool.
could go wrong?
Oh, I know you're going to be scared about it, but I think
what
overall,
go wrong?
10, 20 years from now, the technology
if they perfect
will be
perfect.
It will be great.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about how many times my Wi-Fi drops here at work every day. And if,
oh
that,
my God.
If that drops on 470, your trailer will end up in Chatfield.
Solid point.
And then this is just kind of a funny stat this morning. It's about how obsessed we are with our pets. The story says the average person takes more than one photo of your pet every day. So we're taking just over 400 Guilty. Pictures of our pets this year. Isn't that Guilty. Nutty? I actually started flipping through my phone. I was like, did I take any pictures of Goldie this weekend? I didn't. I did not. So.
I don't take that many personally, but cumulatively in the household, I would say Niles the Weirdo gets at least 200 or 300 photos a year.
He's so cute.
Cumulatively.
He's so cute.
How can you not? He does.
How can you resist
things?
That squished up little face? We'll get to the Anheuser-Busch story in the later trending report. Right now, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link about a dude named Dwayne Hansen out in Nebraska. Dwayne broke the world record on Saturday by hollowing out a giant pumpkin he grew, and he used it as a boat. And he paddled 41 miles down the Missouri River.
Oh, boy.
I love the quote. They were interviewing his daughter, and she said something like, he's always said that you can do anything if you put your mind to it,
yeah,
including hollow out a pumpkin and use it as a boat.
I think this is a bigger topic, or at least a longer discussion.
What a dork, yeah.
That quote, I think, leads to a longer discussion.
You can do anything. Anyway, that kind of goofy stories on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
He's in a pumpkin, Dom. It's a boat. It's got a little paddle.
He's a pumpkin paddler.